Here's a question for you. Can you be better at saying no? The answer, according to Marianne, is yes, isn't it?
Yes, Bob. Well, there's a common thing that happens to people who open their mouths to say no, but instead the word yes tumbles out. We worry that we're not being helpful or nice or kind or even a team player if it's something at work. And we don't want someone to think we're lazy. We don't want to work hard or think that we don't want to work hard or we don't want to offend somebody.
Right.
So that's what happens.
Well, we've all said yes to something and later regretted it, although I must say over the years my gut for that is getting a little bit better. But experts say there's an art to this, isn't there?
It's an art, but there are benefits to saying no. So if you say yes to everything, people are more likely to keep asking you again and again to do things. I have a friend that happens to all the time. She's always complaining, but she's always saying yes. So she's always busy. So remember, when you say yes to something, you're also saying no to something else that maybe you wanted to do instead.
Yeah.
So don't forget that.
Our son does this, and I used to do this too, to please people.
Yes.
And that just gets you into trouble if you say yes all the time. So what's the best way to say no?
Well, one college business professor has written a book called The Power of Saying No. Her name is Vanessa Patrick, and she shows you how to weigh the cost of saying yes for you against the benefits for the other person. So when you think about it, in that way, at least, you can make a better decision. So I've got some strategies from her and from other experts.
All right. We want to hear them.
Okay. So the first one is be intentional about what you communicate. So you could just say no, but that could feel really uncomfortable when somebody asks you to do something. So instead, you can communicate that it's not because of me, it's not because of you, and it's not because of us. Like, one way to do that is by thanking people for thinking of you, which reassures them that they didn't do anything wrong by asking. And then the explanation, like, I wish I could, but I just don't have the time right now. And that helps make it clear that your no isn't a poor reflection of your own character, like you would do it if you could. And it's not the other person. You appreciate the ask. You know, that's why you're saying that. And then it's also not an indictment on the relationship. It's just simply circumstantial.
Yeah, just say, thank you for asking. That should do it, right?
Yeah, no, I can't, you know, whatever. Thank you for asking. All right. The second one is have a planned phrase for more casual encounters. Like, you don't have to have a thoughtful approach to every situation. Like, think about some phrases that you can use in the future, some go-to responses, like, I already donated this year. It's true, and it's a way of saying, basically, that you're still a good person. So if you have a planned phrase, you can make a potentially awkward situation feel a little bit more comfortable.
I'm writing this down. I already donated this year. Okay.
Make sure that that's when someone is asking you to donate, not empty the dishwasher, please.
Yeah. Or stay after the show because we have a couple of projects for you. I already donated this year. I get it.
Okay, the next one is buy time. If you tend to accidentally say yes whenever you're put on the spot, find ways to buy time. You can say, let me think about it and I'll get back to you, or let me check and I'll respond by email. And that way you have time to process the request. One of my favorite lines is, let me ask Bob, but he's taking a nap right now. So let me ask Bob when he wakes up from his nap.
That's funny because I say, let me ask Marianne and I'll get back to you.
Okay, we're both good at buying time.
Yeah.
Be matter of fact. So your delivery is everything when you're saying no. Psychologists say that means not over apologizing or acting as if you're doing something wrong. If you signal that it's no big deal and you'd like to help but you can't, that sets a more neutral tone.
Sure.
Okay, the next one is adopt the broken record technique. I'm pretty good at this one. There's always that one person who will not take no for an answer if somebody's applying pressure. So become a broken record. Stick to your answer. Giving the same answer over and over again. Like, you can emphasize and be polite, but don't let your no evolve into a maybe or an okay, just this one.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
That's tricky sometimes, though. You're put under pressure sometimes.
Yes, but you just have to be a broken record, Bob.
Right.
You just keep saying no.
All right, I'll practice.
Reinforce your message with body language. So that could mean smiling or leaning forward or parting with a hug to make it clear that your no is not about the other person. It's not a rejection. It's just a no for other reasons.
I'm writing this down. Say no while hugging.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So the next one is carry a visual reminder of why your no matters. And this is about what I was saying before. Like, if you're always saying yes to that committee at work or bringing cupcakes to the book club, what are you going to miss out on? So the experts say carry an inspirational photo as a reminder. It could be your dog or your kid. If you're saying yes to everything, you're also saying no to free time with
right.
your dog or your kid or whoever.
Yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh.
And so this is the last point I'm going to make. Ask people questions in a way that allows them to say no. So this is pretty much like setting an example. So as you fine-tune your no skills, if you make it easier for other people to decline your requests too, it benefits everybody, you know, when it comes back around to you. So most of us would rather receive one final no than to have somebody say yes only to bail out at the last minute. And this happens all the time. And it happens because it's difficult for people to say no when they're put on the spot, just like it's difficult for you to say no when you're on the spot, especially if it's something like face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
So word your request in a way that allows them time to think about it. Like, I think you might like this project, but I don't want you to feel pressured. Sleep on it, then shoot me an email. And, you know, and be sure to say it's okay if you totally say no.
Marianne, don't say no to me this weekend. Well, what's on Savvy?
I'm practicing all the ways.
What's the Savvy Planet recipe right now?
Okay, don't say no to this recipe. Say yes, okay? Because it is that time of year when we're craving cozy, comfy foods. And you have to taste my roasted butternut squash soup recipe. It is so good. It's drizzled with cream and well, if you're a vegan, there's a way to make that too. And there are so many options on what toppings to use. It is truly delicious. So good. That's on the menu for this weekend, Bob.
By Sunday night, that will be perfect when the weather turns cooler. And the way to see that recipe is to sign up for Savvy Planet, savvyplanet.com, savvy-planet.com. And then Marianne sends you new recipes every week. Or you can just browse the site for all the great dishes she's made and I have taste tested. And, of course, it's all free. Thank you, Marianne. Remember, practice now. Say, just keep saying yes, yes, yes for when I get home.
Okay.